spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
You know, before you try to go, now this is my own show. Not a script or flip could make me stop, so just behave. I mean, there's no escape. Let's hope you make that drop, because you really don't want to take me off and up.
I'm your host, Tim, and with me, as always, is the dummy himself, Ben.
Hello, podcast world.
How are you going?
Hey, that's my line, fuck yeah.
Sorry. Are you going to talk to the audience this time?
Why not? Better than talking to you. Hello, audience.
Why do you have the shits at me?
I don't.
You do too.
I do a little bit. I don't know why, actually.
I gave you a good movie to watch this week. You should be grateful.
I am, actually. It was one of the first things I said when I was watching this movie. I sat there and I just said, fucking good work, Timothy. You actually gave me a good movie to watch this week.
How dare you?
I was very excited.
Each movie I've given you is good.
Moving on.
Your views. Anyway, so, as always, this episode has been brought to you by the Padded Room Podcast. Check them out at paddedroom.podbean.com. So, we're in the first week of Halloween.
The first week of Halloween?
Yeah.
It's a
the
long
month, sorry, the first week. Fuck. Well, here we go again.
We'll the first stop doing week. It,
man. The first week of the month of Halloween. In the month of Halloween.
There we go. That was better. And I'm the dummy.
Yes, you are. So here we are. Halloween time is here, and all the fucking decorations are in the shelves, and then you have some that are Christmas decorations. I don't know why.
Yeah, that seems a little bit odd.
But we'll get into that. Anyway, we're here to review a movie. I'm here to educate Benjamin, and he's here to learn.
That's right.
He is.
I am eager to learn.
Good.
That's an eager beaver.
Okay. If we like beavers here.
Yeah, we do.
That's vagina. Anyway. Yeah, it's a shit joke. Alright, well, we might as well just get straight into it if you want to, because I want to know exactly how you thought about Trick or Treat.
I fucking loved this movie, eh?
Wait, we haven't started yet.
What? You just asked.
Alright. Here we go.
I want to know what you thought about this movie. I'm pretty sure that's usually... All right. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun.
You did.
Everyone forget you heard that.
Into our feature presentation.
And now for our feature presentation.
All right. Trick or Treat. Now, I have a bit of a problem saying this movie's title because I sound so fucking Aussie bogan when I say it. Like, Trick or Treat. I just... gonna watch Trick or Treat with my fucking VB and my tinnies and my smokes. I just feel like I'm really bogany, really redneck.
Fucking light up a dart. Yeah, I know, eh? I always felt heaps weird trying to pronounce the name of the movie as well when I was saying it to people, like, Trick R Treat.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's R. Like, we pronounce R's in, like, yeah. I have no idea what I'm on about.
Yeah.
Trick or Treat, but that was already a movie. With Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons. Did you know that?
Oh, wicked. Yeah. I did not.
From 1986.
Yeah, nice. Good form.
But we'll get into trivia later. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. We're running late with this recording. We were meant to do it last week. We didn't have time, so I've been waiting for almost 2 fucking weeks to hear how you thought of this movie. Now, as I said before, this is in my top 5. It is number 5 of my all-time favourite movies. So, you already said that you loved it.
No, I'm lying. I fucking hated it. Shit ass.
You fucking... See, I know you're lying right now.
Am I?
Yeah, because you told me off-air that you loved it.
Damn it. That's true. No, I really fucking love this movie, eh?
Yes.
I thought it was awesome.
Okay. So, what did you love about it?
Well, one of the main reasons I haven't seen so many movies is I've got, like, a pretty short attention span. So, sitting down watching, like, an hour and a half movie or something,
yeah,
sort of the thought of it usually would turn me off to start with because I couldn't be bothered sitting there focusing on something for that long.
Yeah.
But the fact that this movie was made up of so many different storylines happening at the same time and jumping from one to the other kept me... You know, I didn't quite have to focus on one thing, so to speak, for as long.
Yeah.
So it kept me way more interested trying to see what was happening.
Yeah.
So it held my interest really, really well.
And that and the runtime isn't that long. It's only like an hour.
No, that's right. It's only like an hour and 20 minutes as well. So it's not like, it's not like it's an absolute like marathon commitment to fucking sit down and watch the whole thing.
So our first introduction episode, I was explaining to you what an anthology film is.
Yes, that word was running through my head the whole time watching this.
So now that you fully understand what an anthology film is this your first one that you've seen that you can recall?
That I can think of off the top of my head, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They're probably, I mean, you could talk about other ones, like some classics like Pulp Fiction and stuff.
Well, that's one I haven't seen.
Ah! The dummy becomes the master.
Well, that's not horror, so...
Fair enough. We're going to do another one just called General Pop Culture Movies for Dummies. Tune in!
So, in the horror genre, there are so many anthology movies. Actually, there's one that... Here's a little spoiler for later down the year. We're going to do Christmas... anthology film called A Christmas Horror Story later this year, which is kind of the same thing with like Trick or Treat, except it's Christmas time.
Yeah, cool.
So, and there's heaps of anthology films out there. VHS, I could go on and on and on. You guys know what I'm talking about, but little Benjamin here will soon be educated into anthology films, and I feel that you'll enjoy them.
Yeah, well, judging from this first one, then yeah, I would.
Mm. So, okay. Before we fully jump into the movie, there's something that I really want to say. And this is going to be the most serious thing that I ever say on this show, ever. So, some of you may already known my sense of humour, or our sense of humour. I mean, we grew up in the same country as Jim Jeffries. So, we're very controversial with our humour.
Enough said.
So... you've probably heard at times, we like to delve in a bit of racism and we like to make jokes at people's expense and...
yeah, that's right.
All that stuff. But the truth be told is we are not like that in the slightest. We do not care if you're black, whatever race or religion you are, we don't care. I don't care if you're gay or straight or transsexual. Anything. We don't care. If you're a dick to me, I'll be a dick to you. If you're a decent person to me, I'm going to treat you the same. So in saying that, I'm not racist. I have made some black jokes on this podcast before, but I'm not racist. It's just a joke. But there is one type of person in this world that I do fucking hate.
Who's that, Tim?
It's you.
Well, fuck. That's devastating.
No.
I was not fucking expecting that. And you wonder why I had the shits with you. Fuckhead.
No, okay. So I'll search it up because I want to talk about Australian Halloween. Because if you don't know, What was that?
This is you trying to talk.
Yeah, I know. If you don't know, there isn't much of a Halloween tradition in Australia, which is really, really sad. It really upsets me.
It's slowly gaining more of a following each year, but it's still nowhere near as big as anywhere else.
No, like, compared to what was in this movie, it's nothing.
Oh, nothing.
But I was searching up, like, Australian Halloween, and I came across an article written by some douchebag. I didn't even get his name, so I don't even know the dude's name that I hate.
We'll just call him Douchebag.
Yeah. So this guy is a complete fucking loser. And I want to read a little bit of the article to you right now. So, the report is why we shouldn't celebrate Halloween in Australia. And there's a few dot points he had. And, okay, I'm going to go through three of them. Three of them, he had a lot more, but these are the three that really made me angry. Okay, number one, because candy is bad for you. Okay. That's true. That is true. If you eat it every fucking day, not once a year.
Let's just not celebrate Australia Day because beer is bad for you.
Exactly.
Shut up.
And you can't not have beer. I mean, Jesus. Number two, and okay, this point makes no fucking sense. I don't understand it. But number two is there is absolutely no benefits to be gained by dressing up as a character.
Try telling that to the actors.
So, okay, I'll get straight to number three, and this is where I realise what this type of person is. Number three is too many parties cause a lot of noise.
Whoa!
And it just dawned on me after reading that point as this guy is the biggest fucking loser in the world, and obviously has no idea on the word fun.
It's because he doesn't have any friends, and he doesn't want anyone else to.
So from now on, this guy is going to be referred to as Douchebag Guy, and I'll be referring to him in every episode. Because, you know, in every movie there's a douchebag guy.
He's just been fucking blacklisted now.
Yeah, yeah. He's a douchebag. So yeah. Fuck him.
Take that, Douchebag Guy.
Anyway, so Australia and Halloween, they don't exactly mix. It's not like lamb and tuna. That's nice.
That's fucking weird.
But, okay, I want to ask you, have you got anything with Halloween? Have you done anything for Halloween?
Besides the parties Australia? You've had, no. not really, eh? I've never bothered. Oh, I made some jack-o'-lanterns one year just for funsies to see what it was like.
Yeah.
That was cool. But other than that, no, it's not like I go around decorating my house and doing this and that.
So, here's a little thing about Australia and Halloween. Only till probably a couple of years ago, we didn't even have pumpkins to do jack-o'-lanterns. They were not really. You had to find them. You had to search for them. They weren't sold in everyday places.
True.
From what I can remember, correct me if I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
No. You're right. That's why I said that's true.
It wasn't actually. Last year was definitely, they were on sale everywhere, but before that, I can't even remember them being on sale, truth be told. So that's how it is. So you get the occasional junk shops, which will have the Halloween decorations, and you'll get the occasional every 304th house on the street, which has the cobwebs up, and that's basically it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. As for trick-or-treating, look, I've tried to do it. I usually get greeted by, oh, that's an American tradition, blah, 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 which usually results to me egging their house. So occasionally you'll get the people will be like, oh, give me a second, I've got to find something in the cupboard, which will take 5 minutes because they're obviously not prepared. But that's basically Halloween in Australia. It's just, it's not welcome here.
Yeah, it's just not a big thing.
Which is my duty to bring Halloween to Australia.
That's it, Tim. Now you have a mission in life.
I do, and I'm going to do it. Or eggs will be thrown.
You're just going to egg people
anyway.
I'm
such a fucking child, eh? No, but anyway, so let's go back to the movie.
Yep.
I'm sick of talking about Douchebag Guy. He's a fucking loser.
Yeah, fuck God. That guy.
Bet you his mum fucking breastfeed him until he was 14 or something.
Oh, weird.
Anyway, so let's get to the movie. Let's break it down, Ben. Let's break it down.
Break it down.
D-Generation X style.
Movie style.
So, we come in at the start with a little commercial, a little animation introduction.
Yep.
Which I'm guessing was something they had in the 1950s or 1940s. It just felt like those type of slideshow types of things.
Yeah, exactly. Have. Something they put on in like school just to remind all the kids or something.
Yeah, do not drive. And this is why. Shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it does the coolest audio mix where it's like, blah, 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 and it's just the dooming music. And it's like, oh, shit. Shit's about to get real.
Fucking oath, man. And then I love that scene. It just cuts to the jack-o'-lantern face.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And the eye for detail in this movie is spot on.
It really was, man. It was on point.
Yeah. The leaves on the ground, like, to that extent, the pumpkins fucking everywhere. Take a shot for every pumpkin you see in this movie.
Fuck that.
If you want to die.
Just fucking hook a bottle up with an IV.
No, but their eye to detail, and this is directed by Michael Dougherty, he hasn't directed much, but everything he has directed, I fucking love.
Yeah,
and we'll be doing another one of his movies in Christmas time.
Fucking A.
He's also set to direct the new Godzilla movie coming out next year, I think.
Oh, awesome. Godzilla,
King of the Monsters.
Fuck yeah.
So I'm keen for him, and he's only young. Oh, well, he's 40, but it's young to me.
Yeah, that's right. You're heaps old.
No, but the... Okay, so we get to the first little story, which is the mad hot chick's ass. God, she had a nice ass.
Yeah, she did.
And the dude who has the best life ever. When she said he's going to sleep until 12 and then play video games. I want that life.
Why can't
that life? No, I don't.
You binger.
I never play video games. I watch horror movies. So that's kind of
thing. Yeah, that's right.
I have a 3-year-old who fucking goes crazy at everything. Look, a bug. Shut up.
How dare you enjoy life.
So this is your first... You don't actually see him, but... Your first little introduction to Sam.
Is that his name?
Didn't you know that?
No, I did not.
Oh, so yeah, the little...
I didn't catch that. Did they say it or something in the movie?
I don't believe
so. I had no idea. I was just calling him Pumpkinhead.
Oh, well, that's another movie character, so you can't take that.
Yeah, but that's what I was just referring him to, because I had no idea what his name was.
Okay. Well, his name is Sam, and it's taken from Sam Hain. You know what Sam Hain is, don't you?
Negative.
It's an ancient Celtic festival of the dead.
Oh, okay, cool.
Kind of like how Halloween came into light. So that's where they got the name Sam from. I don't know why. I thought it was just... I don't know how everyone knows his name is Sam. Like, it's said on, like, the DVD extras, but I don't know how everyone just knows that. I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, we get the... You don't see Sam, but you get the feel that it's something little attacking this lady.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The way they did the cinematography in that part was brilliant. It conveyed that, you know?
Yeah.
It had that sort of blurry thing going on over the lens, so it looked like you were looking out from under something, and the camera angle obviously being lower, you know, gives you that sort of height.
Mm.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this film has so many nods to so many other movies too, especially Halloween. Did you get the feel of Halloween?
Yeah.
In a lot of it? Especially just the street itself.
It's so funny, yeah. I noticed a few of the other references as well. One to Idle Hands.
Which one was the Idle Hands one? I didn't pick up on that.
At the end when Sam's hand gets cut off and then it starts crawling around the house and shit by itself.
Yeah,
I was totally picking up Idle Hands with that. And that bit where he falls down the stairs, the same guy. Old bus driver, he falls down the stairs and then there's broken glass everywhere. I was like, man, that's so Die Hard.
Home Alone too.
Really? I was way thinking Die Hard.
But, like, okay, the Halloween references, okay, in that same little story, you got the guy across the road with the white mask looking at it, like, clearly Halloween. But the street, like, as soon as you see the street of that neighborhood, it's like, wow.
Heaps.
Yeah.
Heaps.
And, well, I've never visited America, so I don't know if every street looks the same. I'm guessing not.
Just the one street they film every movie on, Tim. It's the richest street in America.
I'd fucking want to live there. It's the same thing with, like, Nightmare on Elm Street 2. It kind of looks the same in a way.
Yeah.
That same street. Anyway, so how do you like that story? It's a shorter story, but...
Like, just the start with those two?
Yeah.
I like it, man. It sort of sets the premise that, you know, something there obviously doesn't like people who don't like Halloween and don't embrace it, because he goes inside because he's the one saying, you know, nah, leave all the decorations.
Yeah.
And then she's the one who wants them all taken down, and she's the one who ends up getting hacked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that. It was an awesome intro to the movie. It gets you pulled in, like, straight away. And the way they do it is awesome. Like I said, the cinematography, it was creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
The score was amazing in this movie throughout the whole thing. Yeah, the real ominous, like, horns and strings and the creepy children's music.
Yeah.
That was mad. And it's just got such builds and drops. Like, it builds up, and then it doesn't just get real loud when something happens. You know, it sort of, it amps you up, but then it just dies down, and you're sort of left on the edge wondering what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that starts sick, man. And then, you think something's going to happen to her, and then it doesn't.
Yeah, and there's...
And then it fucking jumps out. Are you like, whoa, fuck!
And that happens a lot during this movie. There's a lot of false finishes type of thing.
Exactly.
And they all work. They don't get boring.
No, that's right. So, it's not just the same thing every time. It's good.
Yeah.
And then, it was just awesome, man. The effects, you know, fucking... As it's coming back in and it's her hand up on the hook instead of a plastic one like it was shown before. And, I fucking...
How'd you go with that, with her throat getting slit by the
lollipop?
Fuck, man.
Fuck. I mean, it was one of those things, because it happened, if it was a knife, you would have thought, all right, maybe this is a bit more serious. But as soon as that happens with a lollipop, you kind of know the whole movie's going to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
So it sort of sets that precedent, which is good, because obviously the whole movie is like that.
Yeah.
So I kind of liked it, because it set the tone for the movie straight away. Mm. It sort of told you what you're expecting.
Yeah. But it never felt dumb.
No, that's right.
Like how Freddy Jason felt like dumb at times, especially with the fucking fart window part.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. Let's not go back to that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. All right, but we get into the next part. You know what? I should have gone into the characters before I did this.
Fair enough. Yeah. Let's do that then.
We will. We'll do it. Okay, so we'll talk about all the characters. So the characters in this next part, I didn't actually write down the characters in the first part.
Didn't you?
Chick is hot as shit, though.
Yeah, fucking oath.
But we have...
Started with the standard horror movie ass shot.
Yeah.
Always good.
God. Anyway, but we had Sam, as I mentioned before, who's played by Quinn Lord, who was only 8 at the time of the filming.
Yeah, fuck, that's creepy.
Oh, 8 or 7, it's a bit younger than 8, but anyway. So this next part, we have Dylan Baker, who plays Principal Wilkins, Connor Christopher Levins, who plays Billy, and Brett Kelly, who plays Charlie. Do you know who Brett Kelly is?
I don't.
Do you recognise him from any other movie?
Not really. Should Nothing? I?
So, he was in a movie called Bad Santa. He played Thurman Merman. Have you seen Bad Santa?
No.
Wow, so you haven't got any of the jokes I've been... So, my daughter, when she was little, she had really, really curly blonde hair, just like Thurman Merman. And from... Ever since then, her nickname has been Thurman.
Is that where that came from?
Yeah, she's... Because like, she looks like the fat kid in Bad Santa.
You're a jerk.
I'll show you a picture after we So, every time I see this kid, Brett Kelly, and I like him, I think he's fun, but I just call him Thurman. So, I've got written down my notes, Thurman.
Yeah, fair call.
Because so, who names their fucking kid Thurman Merman?
You, apparently.
That's a nickname. Yeah, so, okay, I've got the characters here, but yeah, this next little segment was kind of like an urban legend thing at the start.
Yeah.
With the blade and the candy.
Yep.
Which has never, ever happened.
Really? Not even once?
No.
Oh.
It was all just a big scare, all just a big hoax. But no one's ever been that sick.
Yeah, fair enough.
Luckily. Hopefully they never do. That's the fuck... Why would someone do that? Like, that's... People are fucking cunts.
Yeah. Anyway,
so we got this story, and if you've seen it, you know what happens. But this is one of my weaker stories.
I agree. It sort of starts strong, and it has potential, and then they sort of don't really do anything with it.
Yeah. It has that middle part.
Yeah.
It's really the start and the end, which are fucking great.
The end of it, yeah, because it ties into something else. But even then, I feel like it was weird to bring him in on that loop. I feel like he should have had his own loop altogether.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Who are you talking about, Thurman or?
Huh?
Which guy are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, Mr. Wilkins there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I say weakest, like, okay, in a lot of anthology films, you will get one story where it's like, no, I just didn't like that story. With this one, all the stories I really like.
Yeah.
I really like. But this is the weakest out of them.
The weaker of them, yeah.
Like agreed. The other ones more.
Yeah, agreed completely.
But no, this is fun. And then like, because it goes to, you think he's going to kill his son.
Yeah, that's right.
Charlie Brown's an asshole. That's funny as fuck. Billy Wilkins.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the way they sort of brought in the lighthearted humour with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's out the back burying him and then the neighbour's dog starts, he's just fucking sitting there like stamping on the person who's still coming back.
Yeah.
And, fuck, it's funny.
But yeah, his neighbour's dog starts barking and he throws a finger. Like you're trying to be secretive here and you just throw a finger into the next door neighbour's yard. Like,
yeah, I suppose it's not the most subtle thing to do.
Not really thinking there, Principal Wilkins.
Yeah, not so much.
No.
I've got to admit though, I did take issue the first little bit when he feeds him the candy and he starts spewing heaps out the front.
Yeah.
The effects were done really weird there and I had to watch it like 2 or 3 times to figure out if he was spewing blood or chocolate.
Yeah, okay. I had the same thing too. That
looked shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the mix.
Yeah.
And I'll input the vomit noises right here.
Need a root beer?
Wait. That's right. There's another tradition. Very important.
Always check your candy.
Trick or...
Because they just sound fucking gross.
Yeah, fucking gross.
Oh, man. But no. But,
I like the way they brought in the lighthearted humour with him. It was good. It was funny. It sort of gives that creepy aspect because he's like all natural nice guy. And then fucking complete fucking psycho at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, the score was really good with that as well. You know, it's gone from such ominous music to just the plucked strings while he's doing his funny stuff. It just changes the mood. Completely straight away.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So when he comes into the house to attend to his son and he's got the knife there and it looks like he's going to kill his son, did you think he was going to? Or
nah.
You like,
nah.
You thought it was going to
be I had a feeling that was like the ploy. I'm like, nah, he's not going to kill his son. It's just going to make it look like he's going to.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe it was going to come back to him like literally carving up a pumpkin. But then when it came back and it was fucking Charlie's head, I was just like, whoa!
Call him Thurman.
Alright, fair enough, I'm sorry. When it was Thurman's head, I was like, whoa, his son's crazy too.
Yeah.
That's nuts, I did not expect that.
Yeah, so I thought, this is going to make me sound kind of sick and twisted, but I watch horror movies to be shocked. So I was kind of hoping that he was going to stab it through his son's head.
Yeah, it would have definitely been unexpected.
Yeah.
You would have been like, whoa, that was brutal.
Not that I condone child killings, but this is make-believe horror movies. So true. It's okay. Everyone's happy.
Everybody wins.
All right, so we go on to our next little... And okay, the story's crisscross.
Yeah, that's right, they overlap.
Yeah, but we're going to just talk about each story, how it goes.
Yep.
So the next story, the school bus. The school bus massacre.
The ghoul bus.
Oh, shit! How long did it take you to think of that?
I just thought of it then, but bullshit. I'm pretty sure it's in The Simpsons too, isn't it?
I don't know, fuck, man. It's been years since I saw The Simpsons.
Sorry, Grandpa.
No, it's not on fucking TV anymore.
Oh, no.
Bullshit. Anyway, so there was too many fucking kids to write down, so I just wrote down Macy, who's played by Britt McKillop. McKillop.
Yeah, nice name.
Yeah, cool. okay, so... This story I really liked, but I had a bit of a problem with it with the acting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. See, as soon as I know it's going to be a tongue-in-cheek movie, I don't really expect great things from the acting.
Oh, okay.
So it sort of, like, lowers the precedent of everything.
Yeah.
So, like, I like this one the best. This was my favourite little story arc in the whole thing. I thought it was mad the way they did it. But, yeah, I do understand why you would have had an issue with the acting. It just didn't really hold its own.
The Macy, when she realises it was a joke, she's screaming. And it's just, it felt really forced.
Yeah.
But it's more of a nitpick, not a complaint, because I can't complain about this movie.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just too much fun.
It was a good movie, man.
So yeah, we have the school bus, and the story of the school, the how the bus and the driver and the children, trying hard not to say names. I'm such a dick. But that story, I just love it when they do like little stories like that in movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just fun to me. But if you look closely, there's a car that comes past the school bus, which is I can't even remember the name of the car, the type of car, but it's the same car as Christine from Stephen King.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So that's another little
reference.
Yeah, yeah. And this film, you can tell that Michael Dougherty is a horror fan because he just puts those little nods to certain films.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we like that one. You said that. I enjoy it. And this... You know, I've actually never numbered the stories. I don't actually know which one's my favourite. This one would be on top.
Yeah.
But maybe part of something.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So we go to our next story, unless you have something else to add with that last thing.
No, not particularly. I mean, I thought it's good the way, like, you know, once you start delving into the stories, they sort of did very quickly, you know, delegate which character in which story plays which role. You know, who's in charge, who's the shy kid, who's this, who's that. Like, they sort of... Because there's so many characters, you obviously can't build on them that well. So I like the way they actually sort of really quickly introduced them and just got straight to the point.
Yeah.
So you understood who was what.
Yeah.
So like Macy, for instance, you knew she was the one pulling the strings and calling the shots and was a complete bitch.
No, Macy's the scared one.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
Is she? I'm pretty sure she's not.
Well...
Rhonda's the scared one.
Ah, shit, I fucked up.
Oh, no! Yes!
Well, I'm editing this.
Winner!
Whatever. There you go. You're learning. You're doing well.
Learning quicker than you, apparently.
I was testing you.
How many years have you been doing this? Sucker.
All right, fine. You can have that one.
Woo!
All right, we'll jump into our next little segment, and the werewolves.
Yeah, that was fucking... That was an unexpected twist for me. I sort of
didn't... You didn't see it?
I didn't see that one coming to start with, no.
And this is the funny thing, because they basically tell you throughout the story, like, when she goes, she's the runt of the litter, she's dressed as...
That's right, they sort of give you, like, subtle little hints, but you can sort of brush them off either way. So when you know what's happening, you sort of look at it and go, how the fuck did I not see that coming?
Yeah, exactly. And but, everyone says that.
Yeah.
Even me, myself, I didn't see it coming.
I know.
I think anyone did.
It was so unexpected, but it was awesome the way they did it.
Yeah.
When they start transforming, they start just peeling their own skin off. That's fucking gnarly.
Yeah. And how'd you like the transformation?
It was good.
Cause,
I mean, the one where you see her face doing it, it's the CG. The CG is a bit average. But,
yeah.
The part where they start like slitting down their spine with their fingernails and stuff so you can start ripping the skin off, I was like, oh shit, that's getting real.
Yeah. It's a different form of transformation, but... And I'm very, very picky with my werewolf transformations. The only one I really do like is American Werewolf in London. All the rest just, yeah, you could have done it better. What am I meant to say? I can't fucking do it better, so. But anyway, this one was up there. I like it. But listeners, if you are one of those people that did see this coming, call us in and tell us, and I will call you a liar. Because I don't think anyone saw this. But we got...
Quick, call us. Get insulted.
We got Lauren Lee Smith, who plays Danielle, who's the blonde Cinderella, I think she played, I think.
Yeah, the tall boobs.
Yeah, tall boobs. Then we got Monica Delan... I'm so bad with names. Delane, who plays Janet, who is one of them.
Yeah, they sort of didn't really go into them too much, like in too great a detail. They pretty much only acknowledged like Laurie and Danielle.
Yeah, the other two were just like
filler,
the side chicks.
Yeah, that's right, pretty much.
The one of the other side chicks was Rochelle Ates. Oh fuck, I'm sorry if I'm butchering this. Who plays Maria? But the main chick was Anna Paquin, who plays Laura. Do you know who Anna Paquin is?
I do know who Anna Paquin is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you know her from?
X-Men. She's Rogue.
Anything else?
Yeah, she's also in True Blood.
Yeah, she wants to do bad things with you. She looked different. I didn't even notice, like, until I searched it up that... Okay, I'm not a fan. I tried True Blood. It wasn't my thing. But I watched, like, 2 seasons of it. The gay guy was the best. But anyway, enough of that. Rest in peace. Yeah, he was. Yeah, so I didn't recognise her. And X-Men, yeah, not my thing. Don't bother. I know it's your thing. Well, that's why you keep watching those movies and you haven't seen great movies your like thing. Yeah, you do have a point. But, yeah, so this werewolf section. And it starts... Oh, I completely forgot the actual vampire part into it.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I meant when I said when we were talking about the whole little Mr. Wilkins story arc before.
Yeah.
That they touch on this vampire dude, you know, going through the carnival in the town and... You know, abducting people and doing his thing. And I was like, okay, so this is another story arc.
Yeah.
But then when it just turned out to be him, I was like, that's weird. Like, I kind of liked the whole Stepford husband is actually a deranged killer angle way more than him dressing up as a vampire and biting people.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really like that angle. I was like, what? That's what I meant. His arc started really cool and then just went weird. I don't really understand that one, to be honest.
So the timeline in this movie is all over the place?
Yeah, exactly. If you notice. Yeah, it jumps back and forth, and then you figure out what happens where by when they overlap and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And you notice, like, in the first, like, the pumpkin carving mini film, the one with Thurman, that he yells out to his son, I've got a date.
Yes.
Later on. So it does kind of tell you.
Yeah,
in the way,
but... I mean, I do get that, like, why he went out. I get that, but I don't understand why he. Yeah, I didn't really like the vampire angle on that.
Yeah, and
it seemed a bit weird and a bit unnecessary. I thought it would have been cooler to keep having him be like, you know, Goody Two Shoes who actually kills people on the side.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that, and I mean, like, plastic fangs. Like, you have to really bite hard to get fucking through skin.
Oath you do
with plastic fangs, like, unless he's got like some. He bought, like, really expensive ones that are just metal. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe he just ripped other people's teeth out and glued them to his own teeth.
Yeah. But, okay, so, yeah, the werewolf section, the werewolf thing was cool. What did you think of the actual werewolves, though, when you saw the puppets?
Oh, the werewolves themselves were pretty average.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't look that great. They were a bit out of proportion and stuff.
They look a lot like the Howling, if you... I guess you haven't seen The Howling.
Negative.
Okay. That Dog Soldiers as well kind of had the same type of heads.
Yeah, okay.
You haven't seen that either, have you?
No.
No, okay. But no.
I'm just going to sit here and nod my head and agree. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But no, a funny thing with the whales, though, the whales were made from, and I'm going to butcher it, I'm sorry, Tadapoulos Studios. I'm guessing that's how you say it. But that's the same studio who did the whales for Underworld.
Okay, righto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's a little interesting part. No, but then we got the last story with Mr. Krieg, who's played by your friend.
That's right.
Brian Cox. Ben likes Cox.
I do. Cox does a great job.
So, do you know who Brian Cox is? What other movies he's appeared in?
X-Men.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has. Second one.
Has he really?
William Stryker.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy responsible for making Wolverine. Learn your shit.
I don't want to. I don't care about that. Do you know any other movies he's in?
I do. He's got that, like, he's in heaps of shit, but I can't think of any right now.
So
I'm having a mental blank. There's too much pressure.
I'm sorry. He was in another movie last year called The Autopsy of Jane Doe, which is good times. It's fun. But the one that people would recognise him the most is he's the chief in Super Troopers.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
You know, meow.
Yeah.
That's good times. And that second one's coming out next year.
That's true.
It is. And it's funny. So, we have Mr. Krieg versus Sam. And this is where we see Sam without his mask on. And at first, when I first saw this, I wasn't really into it.
What?
The pumpkin head.
Yeah, I thought he was way creepier with the bag on his head.
Exactly,
man.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, just some element of it was heaps creepier, not knowing what was actually under there. And
yeah.
Even just the look of the Hessian bag, the simplicity of it in itself was creepy.
Yeah, like that had no eye holes or...
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, yeah, way better. Because when I saw the pumpkin head with the weird little duck beak mouth...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, it does. Is, it looks like it a pumpkin head with a duck bill.
No, so...
Fucking flying pumpkin.
Now I'm a... Flying pumpkins. Now I'm a bit alright with it, but yeah, at first I was like, ah, oh, that's kind of cheesy. But in a way, this movie is just
cheese
itself.
This movie is cheese itself.
So this whole fight thing, and if you didn't get by now that Sam is the spirit of Halloween, basically.
Okay. I figured it might have been something along those lines, because, I knew it sort of, it confused me a bit how he kept appearing in all the other storylines.
Yeah.
But no one ever really acknowledged him. The closest he got to acknowledgement in any of the other storylines was when Rhonda comes back up the elevator and he's standing there, and they sort of stand there and stare at each other for a few seconds and then just casually walk past each other.
Mm.
That was the closest anyone comes to acknowledging him in the whole film. Besides that, he's just, when the fucking werewolves are doing their thing and start ripping everyone to shreds, he's just sitting in the background chilling and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
Yeah, okay, cool.
So you get
that
it
That makes sense. I like that. That was one unanswered question I had.
Before you... When you just said the part where Rhonda came back up the lift and just saw Sam sitting there and they walked past each other.
Yeah.
If I was Rhonda, that would have scared the shit out of me. I'm sorry, you just had a scare with your friends. And
true,
then you see some...
But I suppose considering what she just saw, what looks like another kid in a Halloween costume that's coming to a creepy place, probably not that scary.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair enough. Yeah. That makes sense. You're a smart boy.
I try.
So now we have this...
That's why I know the difference between which character is which.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry, Rhonda. I mean, Tim.
Dick.
Daryl.
Oh. So yeah, we have this
you
whole...
You can edit that part out.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Oh, the peg part.
No.
See, now I've got to write down...
Move.
40. Fucking Scott. Alright, so we have this fight between Sam and Mr. Krieg, and this is beyond par as one of my favourites. Just because I love Sam.
It was awesome, man. It had like a heaps good start to it.
Yeah.
And I like the way they alluded you knew something was going to happen, like even with Mr. Wilkins when he was burying the body, and it cuts back to him in the window going, help me, god damn it.
How cool is that?
And he just walks inside, and then he just gets crash tackled. You're like, ooh, shit, something's happening there.
When, Sam's crawling on the roof and stuff like that,
Yeah, straight away, man. Instantly, this was the creepiest of all the storylines.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Straight away, man. Creep, crawling on the walls and shit, and, appearing, disappearing. Then that massive flaming jack-o'-lantern. That has that shows all the writing in the blood across the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
That was sick.
How did Amy watch this with you?
She did, actually.
What'd she think of that?
She liked it.
Movie as a whole? Or that,
yeah,
section?
She really liked the movie, but she liked that section as well. That was the only part that actually creeped her out, though. She was alright watching the rest of it. That part creeped her out.
Really?
Yeah. But she was excited to watch it, and then we put in the DVD, and it went to the menu, and even the music on the menu, she was like... Well, I don't want to watch this. It sounds creepy.
She sent me a text. She's going, this looks scary.
Yeah.
Or even the menu looks scary.
Yeah.
I love creeping out your wife.
I'm all right with it.
All right. So, yeah, we cut to it. And then right at the end of the film, it reveals that Mr. Krieg was the bus driver of the special needs kids. And what a twist. I loved it.
I actually saw that one coming.
Bullshit, you did.
Oh,
did you really?
Shit, you know it. I saw that one coming.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I know you don't lie.
That's right.
You speak the truth.
Honest Ben, that's what they call me, mate.
Who calls you that?
People call me that.
Okay. So you saw it coming. Wow.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, I picked that one coming. It was still a good twist, though.
Yeah.
I did like it.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
But why do you think Sam left him there? Sam had him beat. Sam had him almost killed.
Because he gave him the candy, which is like trick-or-treating. If he's supposed to be the spirit of Halloween, isn't that getting into the spirit of it?
Yeah.
So when he had the candy bar there and he sort of... Yeah. Or no, Sam went to stab him.
Yeah.
And stabbed the candy bar instead and got it. As far as he's concerned, that's almost like getting a bit of candy off him, which is more or less trick-or-treating.
Yeah. I feel that Sam kind of led the kids to his place, in a way.
Yeah, fair call.
What you're saying is probably right, but he could have also had another agenda, is let the kids have fun with him.
Yeah, I suppose you could look at it that way. I just think it seems to be weird that he went around, did everything else, and was like that close to killing him that he would have just left him.
Yeah.
I feel like if he really wanted to fuck with him, he would have just had the other kids turn up to start with.
True. That makes sense.
So he wasn't expecting anything weird.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually. I like your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's the movie in a whole. So overall, tell me your final thoughts and your score.
Final thoughts, like I said, man, I really, really like this movie. I thought the way they introduced characters quickly just to sort of give a role of who's doing what in each story arc was really good. They just got straight to the point. I liked the effects in it. You know, we didn't really touch much on the story arc where the kids go into the quarry, but when they're down there and the last two are coming down the lift and you can see the jack-o'-lanterns with the candles in them and they go out one by one as you hear the screaming and stuff, I thought that was done awesomely. You know, really creepy sort of, you know, building the suspense there. So I thought the effects were really good, yeah, barring the scene where you don't know if you're spilling chocolate or blood.
Okay.
Chud, we'll call it.
Chud.
But, yeah.
Chud's a horror movie, by the way.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Is it about chocolate blood?
No, it's about... Well, it is. Chud stands for cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
All right, so not quite chocolate blood.
No. Sorry.
But continue. Yeah. Yeah, so I thought the character building, given how many they had to cram in, was really good, done really well.
Yeah.
The way it bounced from story to story was good, you know. It didn't do it so quickly that you got lost. It did it long enough that you were interested and wanted to see what was happening in each one.
Yeah.
But sort of left you hanging to see, like, to come back to it.
Yeah.
It didn't just play every single one and then move on. Mm. It sort of built them well. Yeah, effects were good. The cinematography I actually really liked in this movie as well. The different angles they used, portraying different things. As I said, you know, the starting scene where it's supposed to be more or less from Sam's point of view. So it has, like, it's from the inside of the bag.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I really, really like that. And the occasional little comic style that it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was really good. The score... I'm a big one on music in movies. I find it can completely change absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And it was more or less like spot on perfect in this movie. You know, the strings, the creepy children's music's just always freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just does exactly what it should. And then, yeah, like I said, going to the plucked strings for the comical parts, it just changes the mood heaps instantly. So, yeah. I really like this movie, man. I think pretty much everything in it was just spot on.
Woo! It feels so good knowing that you loved one of my favourites.
Like I said, I was excited. I was just like, woo, Tim gave me a good one to watch. Good work, Timmy boy.
So, out of a 10...
I would give this one a big old 9.
Oh, shit, really?
A big old 9.
So, where was that 1 point?
Probably just the tiny little... Yeah, there were a couple of little effects I didn't like. I didn't like the randomness of Mr. Wilkins' story arc, just suddenly dressing like a vampire.
I didn't
really like that. Didn't sit well.
Yeah.
Yeah. The start of it, like, the start of his was awesome, but I didn't like the ending of it. And a few things make a bit more sense, like, you know, saying that Sam is the spirit of Halloween, that makes a bit more sense because most of the unanswered questions I had were about him.
Yeah.
But I feel like that in itself, if that's the angle they're going for, probably could have maybe been hinted at a little bit more. Just a little bit, because, I don't know, maybe I just missed it, but had you not told me directly, I would still just be sitting here wondering why the fuck there was this weird pumpkin kid that no one else seemed to notice.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that makes sense.
As soon as I understand that concept, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
But the fact that I had to get told it, rather than sort of being able to allude to it myself.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I said, maybe I just missed it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fair score. 9 out of 10. That's very good. One of these days, I will get you a 10 out of 10.
I hope so.
Wait, but quickly before we continue, you say that Halloween is like your favourite horror movie.
Yeah.
What's that to you out of 10?
Depends which one you're talking.
The original.
The original one?
Yeah. Ooh. A lot of people would say that's a 10 out of 10 for them.
Yeah. I mean, it'd definitely be up there, man. I'd have to give it either a 9 or a 10.
Yeah, okay, so it's...
But like, yeah, oh yeah, it's definitely right up there, man. It's either a 9 or a 10.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
All right. With me, in my opinion, this is one of the best horror movies made. And it's up there with Halloween, but for different reasons. It's not scary, it's not overly gory, but it never really wanted to be. It was never made for that. Trick or Treat captures the essence of Halloween. It's about being a kid on Halloween, hearing the urban legends and following Halloween traditions. But on top of that, as you said before, the effects are great, all practical, mostly, and most of the acting is good. It feels like a real neighborhood that just happened to have supernatural events happen in it. This film, for me, is one that I cannot wait to watch again, but I space it out. Every October, I watch it numerous times. And same throughout the year. For me... And I had written down here 9 out of 10, but just talking about this movie again just gets me so pumped up. So it's a 10.
Yeah,
I love it, man. It's seriously... I'm seriously considering getting Sam tatted on me. I love it that much.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Baghead Sam, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. With his lollipop.
Yeah, because that lollipop is sick, man. It's a
brutal weapon, man.
It really is. It's rough.
And they... Oh, man.
I love the little crossover with that as well, by the way.
The what?
When you see him take the bite out of the lollipop and you figure out that's where he gets it, and then he just walks out the door and spots the chick across the road.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you realise that's the start of the movie. And you say, whoa!
Ah, fucking
full circle. Love it.
Yeah. They've been talking about doing a sequel for... Well, this came out in 2007. And...
I feel like it's not the kind of movie that needs a sequel. I feel like unless they manage to do a really brilliant job of it, they'd probably just cheapen the idea of it.
Yeah, and maybe that's why it's taken so long, because it is Michael Dougherty's creation. And this came from a little animation that Michael Dougherty created called Season's Greetings. Little animation came from 1996, and it's pretty cool. You can go on YouTube. I'll put it on the Horror for Dummies Facebook page. But it's only a 5-minute clip, but that's where Sam, the character, came from.
Okay, this little
animation. I think it's more the fact that this has such a fan base now because of this movie, but it didn't when it first came out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why in a second. But now it has such a fan base that people want to see more of Sam, especially Sam. Yep. And if you go on YouTube, there are little extra snippets. They're only short, like 2-minute clips of like Trick or Treat stories.
Okay, cool.
Some of them done by Michael Dougherty, some of them done by other directors, but yeah, they're up there. I think eventually it will have a sequel, but I don't know when.
Yeah.
They've been saying this year, on or next year, on or next year after year.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep going and going.
Yeah. But just a few little trivia things before we pass this. So, the trick-or-treaters in the street were all played by midgets.
Really?
Yeah, because...
They no wonder you love this movie.
Because they couldn't make the kids stay up like till the middle of the night, so...
Yeah, fair call.
As I said before, the season greetings. The characters in each story appear in the background if you look closely. You might have noticed
Okay.
Yeah.
I did notice a couple of times, but everyone. I didn't notice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did notice a couple.
Now, the title of this movie, Trick or Treat, Trick or Treat. Fucking hell.
Trick or Treat.
It had many other titles before they landed with this one. So, one was Season's Greetings, as it was with the little animation. They felt that was too... What do you think of Season's Greetings?
It's too Christmassy.
Exactly, that's why they dropped that.
Yeah.
Another one was Halloween Terrors, which... I don't know, it seems kind of corny.
It does, me. Eh?
And same with this one, Jack-o'-lantern tales.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same sort of punch.
No, no. And this one, another one, October 31st. But to me, that seems more of a straight-up brutal slasher.
Yeah, exactly.
Than more of a kid's horror, in a way.
Yeah, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like the light-hearted, tongue-in-cheek sort of
horror. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So they went with Trick or Treat at first, but then they remembered that fucking Gene Simmons is a dick and had to be another horror movie called Trick or Treat. So they went with Trick or Treat. That's where the name came from, Benjamin.
There you go, Timothy. The more you know.
So, the screening of this movie, like, okay, it was meant to go to cinemas, but they pulled it because it was coming out the same time as Saw 4. So they were a bit hesitant with putting it against Saw 4.
Yeah, fair call.
Which, okay, is a smart idea. This kicks Saw 4's ass.
Agreed. Movie-wise, it did, but at the time, franchise-wise...
Oh, yeah, no one
knows. Everyone was fucking all over Saw.
Yeah.
They loved that shit.
But because Michael Dougherty's the guy who written Superman?
Yeah.
Superman. Yeah, Superman. From...
You look cold. I'm going to knit you a scarf.
From 2006. But that didn't do well, so they were kind of a bit hesitant with this movie now because he wrote something that didn't do too well.
Yeah, okay.
So it didn't get it only got a limited theatrical release. So it wasn't until it came on DVD where it really shined.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I have zero recollection of even hearing of this movie until you sort of put it on my radar. Like, I don't remember seeing ads. I don't remember seeing, even if I haven't seen movies, I usually remember ads for them or the fact that they were at the cinema. But, like, I have zero recollection of this movie whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, which is sad because it would have. Word got out, this movie would have banked.
Yeah, 100%, man. This movie rocks.
Yeah. Maybe not in Australia because, as we said at the start of the episode, doesn't really
fit
with us.
Doesn't grab the traction quite as much here, but.
Because of douchebag guy.
Fucking douchebag guy.
Fucking hate that guy.
Way to ruin it for the rest of us!
Yeah. Let's call him Todd. But, okay, so that's Trick or Treat from 2007. I think if you listen to it carefully, you would agree that me and Ben like it.
Yeah.
And we say, go buy this one. It's not expensive on DVD or Blu-ray.
100%, man. And because it's just such an easy movie to watch, it will be a re-watcher.
Exactly.
You're not just going to watch it once and be like, yeah, that was cool.
Mm. So. Yeah, definitely. I say it's a buy for me. I love it. I think you will too.
It's true. You're actually going to have to buy it again. I just gave you back an empty case.
Well, I think I've got two copies anyway, so... Woohoo! All right, so we're going to go on our next little segment, which is called... What's Under the Bed Reviews?
What's Under the Bed Reviews?
All right, so this week on What's Under the Bed Reviews, we're reviewing a movie that hasn't come out just as yet. I just managed to get things because I have a pirate ship.
A pirate ship?
I do.
What do you do, sail to movie theatres?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's impressive.
I sail the seas of films.
Where do you park your ship?
Anyway, this movie... Are you actually
waiting for it? Question. I'm asking a legitimate question.
Google.
Fuck off.
So we're now you fuck now I'm thinking about pirate ships. You just fucked me over. So okay, this movie comes out on October 20th, which is in 2 weeks or something like that. I can't remember what date we're on. But yeah, so it comes out soon, but I got a chance to see it, and if you have heard our previous episodes, you will know that I'm a big fan of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Ben here is not.
Correct.
Because he's a douchebag.
Hey.
But to each their own, fair enough.
We have that name specified.
Oh, for shit. Someone. Sorry, no, you're not douchebag guy.
Yeah.
You're just loser guy.
Thank you.
So, fuck yeah. So this is a movie that I've been waiting since 2015 when they fucking brought out the poster art, and it took them 2 years to finally release it. This is Leatherface from 2017. And I watched this last night. And my thoughts Actually, before I hear your thoughts, let me just explain what this movie is about. So it's a prequel to the original 1974 film. We are forgetting about the remake. We're forgetting about the other prequel, which is The Beginning, which came out in 2006. Just forget about those. This one was a prequel to the 1974 movie. So, a teen Leatherface escapes from a mental hospital with other inmates, kidnapping on the way a young nurse and taking her on a road trip to hell. How do you like them? Cookies.
Cookies?
Yeah. Do you think that sounds interesting? Would you watch this? I know you're not...
It sounds intriguing.
Because, yeah, you as we know, you don't like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but you, from what you remember, you like the remake. And
correct. And I like the character of Leatherface.
Cool. Okay. Now, after watching... Okay, I was so pumped up from this because Leatherface is everything to me. He's my favourite character, as you know, blah, 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 blah. And after watching this last night, after turning it off, and a lot of reviewers were very up and down with this, but after watching it last night, I was a little disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
It fell short, huh?
Just a little bit. That sucks. And I don't want to spoil too much away because...
I hate it when people spoil things away.
Shut up. I fucking hate you sometimes.
It's not my fault you can't word.
I can't word. No, but... yeah,
very good.
But I don't want to spoil too much, but... Look, the film itself is not bad at all. It has a little bit of a problem with lighting, which did annoy me at times. But other than that, like... Everything's really good. It was more the story, just the origin story. You want a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie to have a chainsaw and a massacre. And while this had both of those in them, it, to me, didn't have enough of it. Now, I know this is an origin story, as I said before, but... I feel that I didn't get the Leatherface that I wanted.
Well, they took a bit of a different angle, huh?
There is no, like, it's not a big, buff, but at the same time, kind of chubby guy with an apron running around with a chainsaw. You don't exactly get that for the most part. It's more when Leatherface is a teenager. So it's before he even finds all that stuff. The story, it has some decent gore in it. There were some scenes where I was like, "Whoa, yeah, hello." But it was more of a build-up story to get that. People are very divided on this. Some people love it. Some people were disappointed. Very, very few hated it. I didn't hate this. I will buy it because it's a Leatherface film. And I'll probably watch it again. It's better. It's a lot better than Texas Chainsaw 3D. Oh, fucking, that was just a mess. But...
Is that because it was in 3D?
Well...
It's like the blood's coming right at me.
If you have... Well, okay, the saving grace of that film was Alexandre Daddario, which... Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a good saving grace right there.
Oh, dude, she's so fucking hot. but this movie... If you're a big fan of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original film, or the remakes, I would say watch it. I would say check it out. But don't hope for the best. I feel like it may let some of the hardcore fans down. In my opinion, it's kind of tame for a Texas Chainsaw Massacre film. And which is funny because the original has very little blood. This has a lot more blood than the original, but... Compared to the remakes, not so much. But I will still watch it again. I will give it another view. It's not in the worst of list. Not at all for this year. But I haven't decided whether it will be in the best of for this year. But anyway, so that was Leatherface from 2017. I'm coming in with a 6 out of 10. So it's a bit above average. Bit above. But for a Texas Chainsaw Massacre film, I want a 10 out of 10 film. And this just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, fair call. Fair call.
So, yeah, unfortunately. Will you watch it?
I'll watch it. Especially after hearing that, I kind of want to watch it and see what I think of myself, because while I understand, like, I know Leatherface, I don't really have that many preconceptions of him, so to speak. So
yeah.
Taking a bit of a different angle might not disappoint me the way it did you, because you have in your head what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't really, so I would like to go into it because I don't have as many expectations of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to watch it and see what it's like.
And listeners, I don't want to spoil this film, but there are some things in the film that, if you have seen it, message me or contact me, and I'll tell you my feelings about the movie, and I'll tell you after we've
stopped.
Cool. But there is more to it, why I'm not exactly a fan. So if you want to know, please get in contact with us. And Sexy Steve is going to tell you how.
This is Sexy Steve, and you know that you're just like a snowflake. Beautiful, unique, and with one touch, you'll be wet. Follow us at facebook.com/horrorfordummies or horrorfordummies@hotmail.com.
Oh, we're back, and thank you to Sexy Steve.
God, he's a sexy man, isn't he?
All right, so we're coming in now. Dude, fuck!
What?
I just forgot about something.
What?
Oh.
Wait, you forgot about it? You remembered you forgot about it?
Yeah, I know, I just remembered just then. Oh, so okay. I forgot about the whole fucking, our new game. So let's jump back into Trick or Treat for just 2 seconds.
Okay.
We forgot about our new segment called Fuck, Marry, and Kill!
Oh yeah, fuck. Marry and kill.
So, I'm going to give you a selection of 3 people. So, fuck, marry, and kill. So, I've got 3 choices here for you.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Sam. Sam. Charlie, who was Thurman.
Oh.
Fat kid. Or Macy, who was the mean girl from the school bus story.
I feel like this is getting weird because these are kids. What's wrong with you?
You have to choose them.
Oh, yeah, weirdo. All right. Weird.
So Sam, Charlie, or Macy?
I don't like this. All right. Fuck Sam, because let's face it, it's a pumpkin.
Yeah.
So at least that's not really as weird as anything else. I fucking hate you. fuck you, you fuckhead. I suppose marry Macy and kill Thurman, because that's just the least weird of those options, but it's still fucking weird as.
You're fucking weird, man.
Why am I fucking weird?
You'd marry Macy.
What would you do?
I wouldn't do any, because pedophilia is wrong.
You're fucked. Fuck you for playing this game. Fuck you for putting me in this situation. I don't like you.
Don't call the cops on Ben. He didn't know.
You're a horrible man. I don't want to answer that question. I didn't realise that was an option. You said I had to. I don't like this.
You'd marry like a 13-year-old girl.
You're fucked.
You'll
take this out of the show. Or give me 3 other options.
This is staying in.
No, fuck.
This is gold. That's
fucking creepy, you weird cunt.
All right, fine. We'll play another game quickly. fine. Mr. Krieg, Principal Wilkins, and Danielle. The Cinderella chick.
Fair enough. All right. I suppose it's fuck Danielle.
Yeah.
Kill Mr. Wilkins and marry Mr. Krieg, because
what?
He's a cranky old cunt, and then I wouldn't have to talk to him.
Yeah, but then you'd hear the bitching. Well, I guess it's like us now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh! Either way, you're still a pedophile, which is gross.
You're fucked. You better fucking take that out. That's fucked shit. You're fucking cooked, you.
All right, fine. We're going back to our last segment of the night, which is in... What's it called, Ben?
What's on your iPod?
What's pumping on your iPod?
Huh? Nothing right now. It's turned off.
Oh, hot damn. This is my jam. Keep me partying till the AM. Y'all don't understand. Make me throw my hands in the air. Air, 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 air.
All right, so what's pumping on your iPod? So, as I said, as you know, would know, it's the month of Halloween, October. The best month of the year, besides November, which is my birthday. But still, I love Halloween. So, I thought I'd do something nice for you guys. Instead of one song, this month we're giving you two.
Double up!
And that's mainly because, oh, we've had a couple of requests for songs.
Yeah, we have.
And if you want to make a request, you just can do that by messaging us on
that you should thing. Know this.
Yeah, Horror for Dummies at Facebook or horrorfordummies@hotmail.com. So, the two songs that I'm bringing up to you, one of them is a request, and it's from our good friends in a band called Dreamers Crime. Now, this band, we play with them when we're in a band a few times, and they're good, fun, fellow people.
They are. They're a bunch of good guys who play even better music.
They do. Except the drummer. The drummer's a dick. We don't like the drummer.
Strange kind of dude, that one.
Nah, but they're all wrestling fans, which is why I love them. So the first song I'm going to do is by Dreamers Crime. They've brought out their new single, which is called I Believe in You. And it's fucking good times, and you better stick around to check it out. The other song that I'm bringing you is a classic, and a Halloween classic. It's a Halloween song that you must always play at a Halloween party, and it's one of the first, it's one of the biggest Halloween songs. And I'm choosing this because we've reviewed Trick or Treat tonight, which is one of my favorite movies to put in Halloween. So I thought I'd put on the best song that you put around Halloween, and it is by Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Yeah, nice.
You like it. Absolutely. Everyone likes it.
Everybody likes that song.
Michael Jackson was one of the first artists I ever heard when I was a kid, and I still love him to this day. Rest in peace. And I don't care if you think he's a pedophile, I say that's false.
Yeah, if you think that, you're ignorant. That's ignorant.
So anyway, we're going to leave you with two cool songs. I'm going to play Dreamers Crime, I Believe in You. And then Michael Jackson's Thriller. With Vincent Price, because he is cool. So, if you have nothing else to add, Benjamin?
Nah, I'm pretty good for now.
You good?
You I'm good.
Do it next week?
I do want to know what we're doing next week, actually.
So, because
I suppose that'd help.
Month of Halloween, I picked four fun movies for you to watch. Now, this week we did a fun one. Next week, we're going to do an even funner one.
Hooray!
Now, this is one. And many people will say, that's not a horror movie, but fucking hell, it has Dracula, it has Wolfman, it has Frankenstein, the Creature, the Mummy. How can you not say it's horror? This is from 1987, The Monster Squad, which is more of a family-friendly type of film, so you can sit the family down and watch it. And I think you should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So you don't know what it's about, so let me give you a quick tiny little rundown. So basically, it's about a young group of monster fanatics, called the Monster Squad, who attempt to save their town from Dracula and his friends, who get resurrected.
Yeah, right, nice.
So it's basically the Goonies with the Universal Monsters.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Fair call.
Yeah, and it's fun times.
Fun times. Happy good times.
Yeah.
Hooray.
So we're going back to the year of my birth, 1987, for the Monster Squad. But until then, Benjamin, say goodbye to the fellow people.
Goodbye, fellow people.
Goodbye. We will see you next week.
Later.
Choices. Ha 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 ha!